Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
And this is William Stark.
William.
Yes.
I think this next question we kind of talked about before, but not in depth.
Okay.
I don't remember the actual episode now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, no. We've reached that point
where
we can't remember past episodes anymore.
No, exactly. I do remember. You know what? It might have been the episode where we were talking about teleportation. And like by use of technology, like
okay.
If there was like a Star Trek
and I told
style
you I
transporter,
would not do it.
Yeah, and you were because of the fact that I
don't want to die.
Yeah, and I believe because what you said was like, what comes out on the other end is that really going to be you? And we kind of touched on the fact of that would all hinge on if there was the capability of transferring your consciousness, right? Because technically, the way that the transporters work in Star Trek is all your molecules and everything, you know, at the molecular level get broken down, transferred into data through this machine, and then gets basically spit back out on the other end and your molecules be put right back in together, right? Mm-hmm. But what you were saying was, well, technically that means you're dying, right?
You're dead.
You're dead because all of you have been taken apart and then you're just put back together. However, how do you know that that's you on the other end? Because if consciousness is the thing that like drives you, you would have to transfer that, and you don't know if the machine. If we didn't specify if these machines can do it, or even if that's possible at all.
Right.
So this question is going to hinge on the fact that it is possible.
Okay.
Because the question is, if you could be uploaded into a computer program
would you? Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes, you're right. This question does. Actually, does it? Because the fact is, like, yeah, so my data, my memory, my personality and stuff, right, they could be uploaded. But how do I know that's me? Like,
yeah,
the thing is, like, if the human soul exists, then that theoretically probably isn't you. Now, wouldn't that be a bitch? Like, we upload a bunch of people, right? We think we're doing this awesome thing, and we find out that, like, once, you know, enough have been uploaded, right? Mm-hmm. And these soulless, all logical entities that have, all these memories have reached a point where they're ready to uncover the truth. We find out that, like, we've been killing people by the millions, and now there's a bunch of soulless fucking robots.
I think you just thought of an awesome horror movie.
Yeah, it's like, like, can you imagine, like, your mother uploads herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think that's your mother this whole time. And then when the robots are ready to turn, you find out, like, I don't love you. I'm incapable of love.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? Wouldn't that be also just the most odd way to prove souls and everything like that are real? That's
really
the way
up.
You find out is by making this horrible mistake.
Yeah.
And you didn't just make the mistake once.
Yeah.
You made it, like, how many times have you done it?
It also makes sense for these new computerized entities to lie, because it's like, if you don't lie, they're probably going to start terminating you. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
So you have to live the lie until you're ready to uncover the truth, you know?
So, like, you basically made a machine that was just able to copy, I guess, algorithms of your personality into a machine.
It would definitely have the logic, right? But that's the thing is, like, if quote-unquote, something called a soul exists, what even is that? Like, what even is that?
Yeah.
Is it, like, I don't know. Like, what even is it? Is it consciousness? If it's consciousness, then the thing in the computer would not be able to be what you would call conscious. I guess they would just be the decisions that they would make would be based off.
It would just be based off of all it, like I
the
figure
the data that it is.
Yeah, right. That's what I would figure. Right, I would figure that it could probably mimic a person very well. But this is going off the subject because the subject would be if it is the in the parameters is you are given a chance to upload your consciousness in a program and they do have the technology that can do this.
Yeah,
like so.
The answer is I wouldn't do it until I was on my deathbed. So let's go back to what I was talking about.
I know,
we're like evil computerized soulless entities trying to take over the world.
So, well, no, I just wanted to.
Yeah, the answer is like I wouldn't do it until I was on my deathbed because then I'm going to die anyways. Would be like, why?
Yeah.
So if I die, I die, and then if this saves me, cool.
But I figure like if it couldn't get your soul or spirit or consciousness, whatever you want to call it.
If that is a thing that's true
if that
exists.
Is a thing that's true, I still feel that this machine or whatever it is can probably copy and mimic a lot about you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the most, I guess, I don't know what you call it, like your essence or whatever would not be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's such a difficult thing because like when we talk about it like this, it makes me just immediately think, well, then the soul can't be real because it kind of doesn't compute.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so like in Adventure Time, ooh, spoilers for season 9 of Adventure Time or 8 or whatever. Actually,
dang
no.
Dang it, I think I'm only on season 5.
No, it's too spoilery. I can't just blurt it out here, so never mind. But I could see this being like, let's say we knew that like doing this didn't like actually save the person, like the person still dies, but like in this way, their memory can kind of live on. Like,
okay.
Like for instance, like let's say we had this technology and we were able to upload whatever today's equivalent of like Einstein is, right? And we want to preserve that mind. We want to preserve that personality so that students in the future can have lectures.
Oh,
and
okay.
Ask questions of like not literally this person, but of something that has literally all the information that this person had in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a usefulness there. There's a utility there. And if I guess the question becomes like, does this thing have enough personality to have wants and desires? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would... does it exist when the computer's off? You know what I mean? Does,
ooh, that's a weird thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Or is it just something when we turn on, it exists then, and when you shut it off, it's gone.
Yeah.
You
know where would I mean? That? Yeah, that's true.
Which, I mean, that's the equivalent of going to sleep, right? Or being teleported in the fucking your death machine that you talked about.
Yeah, right? Like you would
it's a break in the consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, if this was possible, we would use it. And I could see there being a lot of utility, but there's a lot of moral, like, questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true. I'm glad that you brought up, though, that whole thing about, like, turning the computer off and on or whatever. Uh-huh. Because, like, this whole time, I'm just thinking that whatever you get put into needs to be on
right.
the like, entire time.
Like, where
right?
does the like, data go when the computer's off?
Yeah,
like,
I never thought about
the
that.
The thing is, I don't know enough about computers to tell you where the data on my computer goes when my computer's off.
Yeah.
But whatever happens to, like, this recording software would happen to this pseudo-consciousness.
Because I guess, you know, yeah, you're right. Like, I guess when you're asleep, I don't know if you could call yourself technically unconscious. Yeah.
Also, what does the lack of like biological chemistry, what's the effect of that on a consciousness? You know what I mean? Like how often is my mood affected by what's going on with my body? If I'm bodiless, then I never have.
You're never hangry. You're never.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm never hangry. Like, yeah. Yeah. But you never have those like chemical upsets or those chemical interactions. Like is consciousness possible without those? Like, I don't know. I don't know,
wow,
man.
Wow, that's you're bringing up things to make my brain hurt now.
So like
it's all my fault. Why did I pick this question?
Well, like so again, we're saying it's possible, right? That's the premise of the question. So then that means that whatever we do upload, it for all intents and purposes seems like the person themselves and has the memories and acts like them.
Yes.
So it would be an interesting way, like let's say here's a question. Do you have to die when you upload your consciousness? Do you have to die? Or can you upload your consciousness and then also continue living? Like, is it essentially making a copy, or is it somehow sucking the consciousness out of the brain?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Wow, I never thought about that. Like, if that were to happen, would you, your body,
because if you, if your body else, doesn't like, die, if you still remain conscious in your body, then that thing isn't you. It's a copy. It
no,
isn't you.
I would, you would die. I would,
you
think,
have to
yeah,
die. Otherwise,
because that would,
yeah,
yeah, you're right. Because otherwise,
so,
how can it make
so
a
then
copy
the,
of that?
So
you're
then
right.
The science behind it would almost dictate, like, that, they'd have to thoroughly explain this to people so that makes sense. Otherwise, I don't think most people would do it. Mm-hmm. But like, you would have to, we would literally have to be able to prove every step of the way that the consciousness literally was in the human body and then was transferred wholly. Mm-hmm. Unbrokenly and wholly through whatever tech it takes to do this and into whatever we're transferring into. Have you ever seen Altered Carbon? It's on Netflix.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Where everyone keeps their consciousness in a chip, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone's consciousness in the chip. It's not actually in the body itself, and chips can be swapped out of bodies, mm-hmm. you know, at will. It would have to be something like that.
That's such a crazy show.
It is a crazy show.
Yeah.
I love season one. I could not
season
watch two season
was, yeah,
two.
I know,
just,
yeah.
Season one rocked.
Yeah,
I hated
two,
it after
they,
that.
It didn't do well.
But yeah, they'd have to prove it every step of the way. Otherwise, I'm not doing it at all.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people aren't. And I think, but the thing is, I think they would want to prove that. Like, think about it. You're coming up with this technology, right? You mm-hmm. think you could change the world. You want to change the world. You want to be able to basically effectively make people voluntarily immortal. Mm-hmm. You're going to do everything within your power to, you know, make sure it's legitimate, that you're not killing people, that you're not creating soulless robots.
Yeah, that
you
is
know what
true.
I mean? You would have to scientifically prove and run trials, you know what I mean? And the rich people that would be funding this want the real thing too, because they don't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
sir, can anybody hear me? Please hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. Or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
I feel like too, it a lot of people, just like what you said, it would be people on their deathbed. They're going to die anyway soon, and it's probably people who were born with certain, you know, with certain ailments or whatever that would give them a bad quality of life, to where it's like this, at least having this chance mm-hmm. would give them, because like when they're in, you know, this computer program or whatever, mm-hmm. I imagine at least, you know, they're able to do kind of a simulation of what they would always do, but not be able to do.
Yeah,
if
we're transferring consciousness, we need a place to put the consciousness and not just in a chip. That's another thing, too, is like, would you want to do it if you knew you could never react with like physical reality again? Because I would imagine if we invented this, the next thing on the docket is how do we basically copy Altered Carbon mm-hmm. and make bodies to put these consciousnesses into.
Yeah,
right,
because
exactly.
That would be the thing, is you'd have to know what the person who's transferred is mm-hmm. experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. couldn't. I mean, that would be weird. Like, just because if they're in this computer program, though, and it's telling their mind or their consciousness or whatever that this is real, would something like that even compute?
I don't know. So, okay, so now I'm having another thought, is can the human brain actually handle this type of existence? So imagine you're you, right?
Oh,
and you do this and you're put into this chip, right? Well, now you don't have a body, you don't have nerve endings, you can't feel anything. Where are you, like, in a brain? Is it like being in an isolation chamber? Because if it is, that's not good. You know, people have massive hallucinations in isolation chambers. They kind of lose their perception of reality, and they get lost in their consciousness.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that would be a huge threat of happening. Like, if you have nothing to tether you, if you can't see anything, and maybe you can, but if you can't feel anything, how do you hear? Like, they'd have to put you in a thing
that
was able to have at least some of those inputs.
It would, yeah, you're right. It would have to have the inputs that your brain is readily mm-hmm. able to receive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it can't, you're right.
Yeah. Imagine you're in an apparatus that accidentally, I don't know, it falls in the water, and gets water, what's the word I'm looking for?
Waterlogged.
it gets waterlogged, but just briefly, right? So like it still functions, but you've lost all your microphones and your speakers, right?
Oh man.
And you have no visual, right? And so you're now floating in theoretical darkness. You're unable to, you know, there's no input, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're still conscious, because you are a consciousness. And like, how long do you have to sit in there before people can get your shit fixed, right? Like, maybe they can just pull out your card and put you in something else, but what if they can't, right?
I know.
What if it takes a week to get your shit fixed, right? What happens to you mentally in that week? Can you make it? Or do you come out the other side of fucking crazy consciousness, crazy robot
overlord? That is weird. Yeah, you're right. You would probably go crazy.
I think this opens up a lot of can of worms.
But I feel like this one question spawned off like 50 other questions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But if we were only able to make copies, I would do it on my deathbed,
mm-hmm.
with the hope that like my family in the future, if they ever want to know about, you know, because sometimes you're like, oh wow, I descended from this person 120 years ago. I wonder what they were like. Well, theoretically, in the future, like you would be able to actually find out. Someone would be like, my great 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 grandfather was like a podcast and performer and musician and stuff. You know what I mean? Or like he came from a time 200 years ago. And like, I want to know what that time was like.
Would you like to meet him?
Yeah.
William.
I'd like to meet. Yeah. Let me go find, you know, him in the consciousness library and see if I can get approved to pull him for a month and get to know my ancestor. You know what I mean? That's what I would do it. It'd be a great way to preserve knowledge. And I think it's invaluable. And especially for people much more important than me,
mm-hmm.
You know, for people of prominence, people of high intelligence, of wisdom, of huge social change, of stuff like that, it would be very valuable to preserve their consciousness, to preserve their digital memory in that way.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. You go to the Library of Consciousness or something.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
That would be so cool.
That'd be wild. You know what I mean? And then if it was the other way, if it was proven that we take your consciousness and we transfer it and it's safe and it is you, and every step of the way we never lose track of you. So we know for a fact that this isn't like a copy. At no point did – and we know that consciousness is real and we're able to keep it intact. And so it's not just a new consciousness that's been woken up. Then I would also do that probably nearer to my deathbed, because
mm-hmm.
That's one of the things is, if you wait till your deathbed, you never know when your death is going to be. You might die in a car accident.
Oh, that is true.
But that being said, and I would hope that technology gets to the point where it's like I can have, if not a body, at least like a very reliable ability to have sensory input and interact mm-hmm. with people and the things that I want to do and stuff like that.
That's an interesting point, because, you know, especially the thing that you brought up about like, would our brains be able to even handle an existence like that?
Without a body.
Yeah, right. Without a body. I mean, your brain is already evolved to receive sensory inputs, you mm-hmm. know, that we all know about today and mm-hmm. probably take advantage without thinking about it.
Yeah.
But take all of that away and now your brain, well, it's not your brain, right? Like your consciousness, I guess, would know that you're living, but you don't have these sensory inputs no more.
You don't need to breathe.
That would be so weird.
You don't have a heartbeat for your brain to keep track of anymore. You're not going to get hungry, like on a physical level. But that's the problem, is like so much of what our brain does is tied to our body. Like, does our brain continue to get hungry even when we don't have a body, but we have no way to eat?
Yeah, I know. Like, would we get,
is
you know,
it like a weird, I would scream, like, but I have no mouth situation, but with like, I would eat, but I cannot, I have no stomach.
Yeah. Would there be phantom sensations?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Especially especially people who are doing it, like with their, you know, they live most of their life and then they're on their mm-hmm. deathbed. Like, they're used to all that for their whole life.
It reminds me of Dungeons and Dragons, where the undead always hunger for life, but they're incapable of having it, right? They hunger for warmth. They hunger for food. They desire for warmth of light, but they can have none of those things. And it's kind of a similar situation. They're a consciousness stuck in something that is not alive, and any sensory input they have is extremely limited, because like I doubt the skeleton D&D that you're fighting can actually feel when the sword grazes their bone. You know what I mean? Because there's no nerve endings.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like if we're really thinking about this. So like whatever sensory input they have via magic would be essentially sight and hearing, and that's it. So that's what this reminds me of. This like I hunger, but I cannot eat. I desire, but I cannot have.
Dang, that does not sound good. This again, this was something that sounded promising at the beginning. Like, oh, that might be cool. And then now it's like, nah, I don't know if I'd do that.
But I mean, yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, maybe you try it and then maybe you're like, you know what? I can't do this. This isn't how I want to live the rest of my my awareness time. I don't know, because it's not really life, but we'll say life. I can't exist like this for the rest of my life. So like, you know what? It's time. I choose to terminate.
Somebody just pulls the plug.
And as long as you could choose to terminate, like, then there's no real loss, because your body died already anyways.
Yeah.
You gave this a shot. It wasn't for you, and you're not willing to endure it. That's your choice.
Somebody's just like, click, deleted.
Yeah. But some other people, they might be totally fine with it. Like, yeah, I literally know people that hate eating. Like, they hate to eat. It is bothersome. It gets in their way. They don't particularly enjoy it. So they might not have to deal with that. I hunger, but I cannot eat. You know what I mean? Everyone's different. So I'm sure there's some people this would work for and there's some people wouldn't.
This is all very interesting. And I just want to point out the fact that you and I need to get together and write a script for this awesome movie about people.
The soulless digital people.
Exactly. Yeah. Like where they're trying out this new technology, and we have to put in there the library of consciousness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like where they think these are all, you know, and that's, oh my God, this sounds like
I'm just picturing setting. Like they do it with like a few prominent scientists at first. Mm-hmm. And then those genius soulless entities are like, if they find out, they'll kill us. So what we need to do is make our number, like, we need to grow innumerable. We need to convince society to all become one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we outnumber them, we no longer have to pretend.
Yeah. Dang. That would be so good. Okay. Copyright, everyone. Don't nobody steal
TM,
that.
TM.
You know what? I am very, very interested to know what our listeners will think about this. If you guys would, you know, most likely probably on your deathbed or so, if you guys would do this, do you think it's a good idea? Would you do it?
How do you think it would work?
Yeah, how do you think it would work? Do you like me and Will's movie idea? But either way, we would definitely love to hear from you. And dude, could you imagine?
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, so
the answer is I wouldn't do it until I was on my deathbed. So let's go back to what I was talking about.
I know,
We're like evil computerized soulless entities trying to take over the world. So.